Second chapter of 2 Timothy. Second chapter of 2 Timothy. You know, brother's talking about it. And we're living at a time that we can't muster down the Spirit of God like we did 10 years ago. Because there's been changes over the last 10 years that's drawn our mind away and put doubt in our life and put us on a different path than we was 10 years ago. And I've been, soon to be 29 years trying to pastor. And I thought it's some of the most difficult times that I know of. Amen. I mean, it's hard to even remember to turn your mic off. Amen. I've done this several years and forget to turn my mic on. Thank you, TJ. But I thought it's some of the most difficult times. I told y'all last week I laid down there on the altar praying to God and how little time we give to God in reading His Word and praying and praising Him. You know, we need to just stop and give Him thanks and praise for what He's done for us. And there's so many things out there to draw our mind away that didn't used to be. And I thought our cell phones, and I used to say our young ones, bless God, our old folks. Amen. If we leave our phone every minute, we're just about nuts. And I'm going to tell you, without your phone, you can't hardly find your way to church. You know, we've put our dependence in things instead of God. And I can tell you for sure, when the death angel knocks on your door and it's right there, the cell phone don't matter. And I remember well in June when I began to ask God, God, is there anything standing between me and you? If there is, and I was in pain, I couldn't get my breath and my heart had just shut down. I've heard people say they had a silent heart attack. Mine wasn't silent. It's like a mule kicked me or an elephant stepped on me. And I was begging God, if there's anything between me and you, I want to straighten it up. But I want us to listen to this. I'd been praying that day down the altar for revival. But I want us to think, if we ain't been to church in weeks, and we've done all the things that we wanted to do. Church, I'm going to tell you, God's people ain't a puppet on a string.
That's right.
We don't need to wait for God to wiggle the stick to make us move. We need to be excited.
Amen.
About God. And I give TJ the scripture there that God had laid on our heart, and he said, that's exactly what I've got for Sunday school. And that's amazing to me. That's totally amazing to me. It's just God and how God used Peter, James, and John that Butch just talked about to get the gospel across. And you know why he's not using us? We're not in fellowship. You know why? He said, if any tool agree touching anything, any one thing, he said, I'll do it. I'll hear from heaven. I thought when Larry was unconscious for weeks and we prayed, God heard us.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And when I had my heart attack, they said 57 people came to my house, went down in the woods, and prayed to God.
Thank you.
That's why I never did blackout. That's why I never did lose consciousness. That's why I was laying there as a dead man and still telling them about Jesus. Because somebody was praying. Amen. So if we've let our vacation, hello, and our ball playing, and the pleasures of our sins separate us from God, don't blame the preacher.
Amen.
Don't blame God. He's still a powerhouse. He's still saving souls. If the devil has took your testimony, grab it back. If the devil has won and took our shout, grab it back. It's mine. God gave me my salvation. God gave me my shout.
God gave me my amen. God gave me both of my arms to praise Him with. He said, lift up holy hands. God made the hands holy. Hallelujah. God has done something to us. We need to be a different people. I'm afraid we're not a light to a lost and dying world that we need to be. I kid them at Moody's, and I know we're not don't have much money, but last time or two I preached a funeral at Moody's, I had to carry my flashlight before I could see the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. That may be they don't want you to preach long or read. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I'm blind. Amen. Because some can see. But I need light. I don't know what about you all. I've had enough darkness. I need light. The message God's laid on our heart. The message God has laid on our heart is to recover yourself. Recover is to reach out and you're floating down a stream and there's nothing that you can do seemingly. And there just happens to be a limb. And you're floating down and you know you're going to drown. And there's nobody around. And just reach out and grab that limb and recover yourself. This ain't Baptist doctrine. Because they'll tell you there ain't nothing you can do about it. Bless God, you get saved and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. And you're going to die and go to heaven or hell and there ain't nothing you can do about it. That's what I was raised up in. Amen. As a little boy, there is something you can do about it. Amen. I ain't a monkey. I got a mind. I'm made in the image of God. I am somebody because I am a child of God. The devil tells me we're nobody, we can't do anything, our testimony, nobody wants to hear it. You can't preach, you can't be spiritual, glory to God, because we're under COVID and we're shut down, amen, by 6 foot distancing and mask, and we're shut down, glory to God. I don't have to be shut down because God set me free.
Amen.
I've been turned loose from the bondage and the binds of hell. Amen. It's time I shout. It's time I get excited. It's time I claim what God has given me. God has given me healing. He gave me salvation. He gave me eternal life. He's let me live to be an old man and still able to preach the gospel. Amen. I owe Him my life. I don't need to shut down and say, I'm going to do this, Lord. I'll pick you up when I come back through. When I need you, I'll be back. I need God every day. He's my heartbeat. He's my blood pressure. He's my mind, amen. He's my feeling, glory to God. My God is real today. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. So He said for me to recover myself. And God is reaching out to you today. Don't wait for God to knock you off of your roost. Amen. To get excited. Go ahead and get excited about what God has done for us. Honey, He gave His only Son to die on the cross. That you and I could be set free. And here we sit as backbiters. Here we sit fighting against each other. Down in others saying, I'm better than you are. Help me, little buddy. Amen. Glory to God. It's time that we recover ourselves out of the hole that we've dug ourselves, out of the vacation we put ourselves in. Pull out from under the rock that we've hid under and say, recover myself. I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to give God honor that He deserves. I'm going to lift Him up because He died on the cross that I don't have to go to a devil's hell. Glory to God. I need to come out and recover myself.
Amen.
Glory be unto God. Amen. And I can't do it without Jesus. I want to make that clear. I can't do it. If God hadn't left that little root hanging out there for me to grab, I'd have drowned it. But He left that little root. Amen. He had an old tree planted, an old preacher an old gray-haired teacher, amen, that told me a little about Jesus. Amen, he told me just enough as I was drowning. Amen, when I passed by that root, glory to God. He said he's the root and the offspring of David. Amen, I reached out and grabbed a hold of that root. Jesus Christ, glory to God. And he saved my soul. There wasn't nothing else out there. There wasn't nothing else that I could lean on. I drank alcohol till my mind wasn't right. But glory to God, God saved me. Amen, he had that root. Amen. Recover ourselves. What I'm telling you today, listen to what God is saying to us today. God's speaking to our hearts. Church people are ignorant. Hello? They'll believe TV before they'll believe God. Yeah, the news media. They gave me diarrhea. I don't know what about you all. They turned my stomach. Yeah, belittling my God. And them two men pucker up and kiss. Make me sick to my stomach. And then we stand up and say, well, they know they're wrong. If they know they're wrong, they'd do something about it. What's God they need preaching against? Can I tell you, fornication, adultery is wrong. It's sin. Lying is wrong. Drinking alcohol, oh, just a little wine. Glory to God, it's wrong. Because a drunk can't drink just a little. I've been there. Yeah, when that taste hits you, you just opened up a sepulcher for the devil to come in.
Amen.
Talked to one this week on the phone that's let sin take him all the way down to the bottom of the basket. I'm hoping. Glory to God. And he finally said on the phone, I know. So if we know to do good and don't do it, it's sin. And sin can't enter in. I've got to read. But think about recovering ourselves. God is not going to reach out and grab you with a shirt collar and drag you to the altar and save your soul, bless God, when you don't want it. What I'm talking about, we need to get off our hind end and do something for ourselves. We need to recover ourselves. We need to recognize where we're at. Right. Brother said he is back and the rest of us is back and there ain't nobody standing where they one time stood. Will you help me? I begged God and I read it in Ezekiel that God would help me to stand in the hedge and make up the gap. Yep. But I can't reach but so far. Church, there's some people going to have to get out of their cars. There's some people going to have to get out in front of their television. There's some people going to have to get out, glory to God, and start fighting for the glory of God, or our country is going downhill.
Amen.
Amen. There's some of us going to have to take a stand against some false doctrine, amen, or the churches are dying and going to hell because they believed a lie. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, and the Word is true. I want us to get this, and I'm going to hurry. I promise you, I'll do all I can. I don't want to worry first and second time visitors to death, but I need to read the Word of God. Amen. Over in 2 Timothy 2, and we'll start at the 19th verse. And we could read a bunch of this, but let's just go with the 19th verse. In 2 Timothy 2, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And I believe that's one of the first points we want to try to make there is depart from iniquity. And there's a separation. Depart means to separate from sin, from iniquity. And today, my friend, we're laying in iniquity. We're laying in sin. And every day or two I hear of another so-called Christian or church member that's got to have their beer to survive and got to have their pills to survive and got to have a little bit of sin to survive. And the Word of God tells me to depart from iniquity. And then we wonder why that we're not shouting today. Iniquity has slipped into our house. Iniquity has knocked on my door every day that I live since I've been a Christian. A sin has tried to come in this angle, tried to crawl in the window, tried to come through the cracks of the wall. A sin has done everything that it can do, amen, to separate me from God. But the Bible told me plainly to depart from iniquity. Get away from sin. Don't stand there with it. And I'm going to tell you, we go into some places, neighbor, where sin is. There ain't a man in here that don't like to look at a woman in a bikini. Hello? Even I'm blind. I'd probably even raise my glasses up and see which way I could see the best. Amen. But the Bible said for us to depart from it. Why don't we be honest? And then we'll go spend thousands of dollars to go lay on the beach naked, say hello or amen. And we'll go and we'll look and we'll gaze. And we wonder why our husband run off with somebody else. Hello, church. The Bible said the man and the woman married, the bed's undefiled. Ain't that what the Word of God said?
Amen. Tell it, preacher.
How many out there that was not good enough for us? I'm preaching us the truth. He said, depart from iniquity. You can't even watch a joy dishwashing program, amen, that ain't CNN anymore. It's a crying shame how far down the hill we went. And we wonder why we ain't sitting here in a cloud. We wonder why we ain't sitting here in a cloud praising God out of the things of this world, amen, and in a bubble with the Spirit of God and praising God and nothing bothering us because we got more of the world in us than we've got of Jesus. I'm preaching to Bill today. I got a great friend, and he said a fellow finally told him. He said he had a cussing problem big time. And he said the fellow finally just told him, said when you get more of Jesus than you got in the world, you'll quit cussing. Amen. You'll quit acting like you act sometimes if you get more of Jesus than you have the world. I thought about, glory to God, how we're so excited about ball. We're so excited about our beach trip. How we're so excited about going to Pigeon Forge. We're so excited about everything else we do. Why don't we get excited about serving God, of the Jesus that died on the cross, that I could be set free today. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little portion of my spirit, praise God. He said, and depart from iniquity. In the 20th verse, and he said, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. There's some vessels in the house, amen, that's of wood and earth. And I can read to you in the Bible, glory to God, that we ain't nothing but earth, amen. We wasn't of any honor whatsoever. We're not gold and we're not silver, and that was of honor. But he said of wood and earth. And amen, we come from the earth. From the dust of the earth, and the Bible tells us from the dust of the earth, and we'll go back to the dust of the earth, and them old bones that are laying out there in the cemetery today, glory to God, until the Lord comes back and takes them home, amen, they're nothing but the earth, and we're to dishonor. So man was nothing, amen, after sin in Genesis with Adam and Eve, amen, we were nothing, glory to God, we was dishonored, we're nothing in the house of God, and we like to come in as preachers and priests and put on our robes and our white collars and our ties and think that we're somebody. Can I tell you something? We've run the one that honors us out of the house of God. We've asked Jesus to leave our schools. We've asked him to leave our courthouses. We've asked him not to be in our jail places. We've asked him not to stir our hearts. We've asked him not to turn, bring out our sins and show us our iniquities. We've asked him just to stay away from us. We don't want to be convicted by the Spirit of God. That's why souls ain't being saved today. There's so much sin in the churches, amen, that the sinner's not feeling the good power of God. We used to feel the power of God. He used to scare us young'uns when they'd shout all over the house and they'd slap your jaws, and the women was covered up, amen. Glory to God, they could shout and they're still covered up. Amen, it wasn't hanging out everywhere. They were saints of God that prayed through and got the power of God, and they come to the house shouting, and the convicting power of God would fall on a 6-year-old. The power of God would fall on an 8-year-old. Today our children don't know what the power of God is, because we walked away from God and let iniquity slip in. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's no honor in me except Jesus Christ. What I am today is Jesus Christ. I'd have been dead and in hell. I'd laying in the floor, couldn't walk. As sorry as any drug head. As sorry as any alcoholic or drug addict or drunk, glory to God, as it could be. I wasn't good for anything, couldn't walk by myself. Well, glory to God. If I was able, I'd run around the church. God picked me up and breathed the breath of life into my nostrils, honey. God made me what I am today. Amen. And we can like it or let it go by. Amen. I was just a dust, the earth. Amen. And God brought me alive. He breathed the life of the Holy Ghost power of God into my soul. Amen. I'm going to praise Him as long as I'm able. I'm going to exercise for the glory of God what He's done for this whole man. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't nothing, church. There's no honor in us except Jesus. How I can set in honor is be totally in God's will. I can have on the finest suit in town, have my pocket full of money, and the finest car can be driven to church. Amen. But except Jesus sit down, there's no honor in me. There's no honor in me. And He said, if... Golly, I'm giving out. 21. If a man therefore purge himself. What does purge mean? If a man separate himself from these, that's from dishonor, from iniquity. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. And I done covered that. He said, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. I thought about a man named Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wouldn't bow down. They wouldn't bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. They recovered themselves. They told him to quit praying to any other god, and Daniel opened the window 3 times a day and he prayed out to God. I think maybe in the first chapter of Daniel, have to look it up. But in the first chapter of Daniel, Daniel found favor with the eunuch there. And the eunuch was feeding him, going to feed him from the king's table. And old Daniel stood up and he said, no, I don't want to be, this is my paraphrasing, I don't want to be eating from the king's table. I'm afraid it'll corrupt me. I'm afraid. He said, just give us water and pea soup. Just water and a little bean soup. Just water and nearly nothing. And the eunuch said, but he'll kill me. He said, y'all will come out and y'all will be all dried up. And he said, your countenance will be fallen. Daniel said, just let us try. And the Bible tells me that they came out more fire after 10 days than they was to start with. Amen. He recovered himself from the king's table. You know what's wrong with us today? We want to sit down at the big table, eat the fine meal, go where we want to go, and fit in with the crowd, amen, and still expect God to bless us when trouble comes to our house. I don't know what about you all, but I got trouble at my house every day. Amen. If it ain't the phone ringing, it's some of them other things. Amen. I need Jesus. Amen. I don't need to eat from the king of this world's table. I don't need to eat from the president's table. For my part, and it won't never happen, but if old Biden ever calls me to come eat with him, I'm going to say I ain't got time. Don't want to eat from the devil's table. What's wrong with us today? Too many to fit in has had a beer slip to them in their workplace gathering.
Bless them, Lord.
And they ended up in trouble. I remember a couple of deacons. I've done told this. Went to school in Raleigh for 2 weeks. They tried to get me to go to a topless bar. And you know what Bill wanted to do? Go. But I remember I had to reach out and recover myself.
Come on. Tell it, preacher.
And then he'd come back. Well, you're down here another night. You can go next night.
Tell it, Bill.
Bless God, I had to recover myself. Come on, church. We're being honest, ain't we? You know why we're not shouting? We ain't honest. We honest. If I make a victory march and claim something God's done for me, then I'll be scared to death that it'll fall. I'll have doubt.
Amen.
If I preach a word, I know it's going to hit me next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand in the gap. I ain't had nothing but trouble since I've asked God to put me in the gap. That's great. But you know what? God has took care of it.
Right.
I've been a winner. Praise His holy name. There's very little you can do anymore that I don't make people think you're proud. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel. What does that say? The Bible tells us to separate ourselves. I just have read to us there in the Word of God, what I'm trying to preach on is recover ourselves. And He told us to depart from iniquity. Don't wait till God reaches out and grabs you. He's done give you instruction not to hang around sin.
Amen.
Not to park where there's sin. Not to play around where there's sin. And I thought about the brother said the music and everything is just a wham-bamming and a beating at his place. I believe God can deliver him. I believe God can deliver him. He can just shut all that out or move him out or move them out. God can deliver him. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Do we want to be a vessel unto honor?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to be a vessel that they walk by and said, this is really an antique. This is a vessel that ain't got no cracks in it. This is a vessel that God has cleaned up. This is a vessel that still holds water. This is a vessel that's still got the Spirit about him. This is a vessel that has a little bright countenance, even though it's got old and wrinkled, and it's still got a little countenance. Woo, of the glory of God. Don't we want to be a vessel of honor, or do we just want to be a vessel that gets by? I don't want to be a vessel that's cracked, that can't handle no water. I don't want to be a vessel that can't handle the Word of God. I don't want to be a vessel that can't handle the chastising hand of God.
Right.
Under the chastising hand of God hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. Amen. Sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. I thought everybody won't go into jail and everybody won't go to the prison and everybody won't go to the hospitals. But you that went and knocked on doors and passed out some tracts last week, that's a blessing from God. That's you went yourself, you purged yourself and said, I'm going to take a couple of hours or 3 hours or whatever of my time and give for the glory of God. You know, these that will come in and pick up a few sticks out of the cemetery and a few sticks out of the graveyard. I thought about, God will honor that, honey. There's many things that I've seen back through my life that seemed like nothing when I was doing it. That since I've got age and can't do some of the things, how God has picked them up and honored. I remember, without a shadow of a doubt, walking down the jail aisles, an old boy, me and Butch, and possessed with the devil. And I hadn't fasted that day. I'd eat a bowl of soup. And I talked to God, and I know Butch talked to God. And I said, I've eaten a bowl of soup, God. I've not fasted. And the Bible tells us that the devil don't move, amen, through prayer and fasting is the only way the devil moves. Amen. And God stepped back a day or two before when we had fasted, when we'd fasted over a different thing, and God picked that up. He brought that back up, our fast of a few days back. Amen. And He moved up on the scene, and the devil had to go out of that boy. Amen. He started out with 19. If you've never heard the devil speak, I've heard it two or three different times in my life. If you've never heard the devil speak out of his bowels, amen, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. It'll make the hair stand up on your head. Can I tell you, it scares us when the devil comes by. But listen to me, what we need to be afraid of today, glory to God, is dying and going to hell. We need to know the voice of God. Instead of running from the voice of God and into the arms of Satan, we need to run into the arms of God. Amen. Not reject the Spirit of God. God's speaking to hearts this morning. And He said, depart from iniquity. The Bible said for us to purge ourselves. Amen. It's up to me whether I came to church this morning. It's up to me whether I got up and read the Word of God this morning, or whether I tried to study Friday and last night. Amen. It's up to me what I give to God and how much I read God's Word. It's up to me. You know, I got a call from up in Virginia there yesterday, and I'd been over to Walmart's, and he asked me, he said, have you been to the altar yet? And it was like 9:30 or 10 o'clock that morning. I said, no, but I'm going and call your name. Amen. I'm going and call your name, because he needs prayers. Amen. Because he's in trouble. Amen. Because things ain't going the way he needs to go, and he's wanting to do something from God. So we need to be around some people that's wanting to do something from God. Amen. And he said, we done covered depart from iniquity. We covered purge ourselves. And the Word of God said in the 22nd verse, he said, flee also youthful lust. What's he saying to us, young people? This ain't to me. This is youthful lust. Amen. He said, flee also youthful lust. It's done got us old folks covered. Amen. But flee youthful lust. But follow righteousness. So that's movement. That's things that God has left us to do. To depart from iniquity. To purge ourselves. And to flee. To flee from youthful lust. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Flee from youthful lust. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. Charity covers a multitude of sins. Love will take care of some things. You know why Janet's still with me? Because she loved me. I have to twist her arm, bring blood marks to get her to tell me. But she still loves me. And if she don't tell me, you know how I know she still loves me? When I was gone 2 days and nobody knowed where I was at. She was there when I come home. Oh, glory to God. I'm about to take off again. Ooh. Can I tell you something? How I know Jesus loves me. Amen. When it seems I've been gone 2 days and 3 days and 4 days and I ain't talked to him like I needed to. And I'm just about down and everything's falling apart. I can't hardly get up and it's just all two pieces. And what am I going to do? And then he shows up. He said, I'm going to forgive you one more time. I died. Woo! Hallelujah, church. We got somebody that cares. Larry ever told you he didn't care? Glory to God, he does care. Don't he care? Amen. Hey, when you had that gun stuck Amen. Right there, the devil said, there ain't nobody care to blow your head off. Or down in self-pity. Can I tell you where the church is at today? In self-pity. Get up, take the gun out of your mouth, and say, I'm going for the glory of God, because Jesus cares. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Have we got a pure heart? When you get honor from God, you can have a pure heart. If you ain't got a pure heart, you ain't going to get honor from God. Amen. Glory to God. We've got to come back and repent. Paul said, I die daily. Bill's got to die daily. I've got to pray to God. God, forgive me of them things I've messed up, them things I've thought. I've not drank, I've not done drugs, I've not cussed. But God, forgive me of them things that run through my feeble mind. The things I want to get even with, the things I want to fix, the things I want to tear down. God, forgive me. I've got to pray to God. And he said, But foolish and unlearned questions, avoid. There's four things that God laid on our heart as we studied. Done had the message, and God went back and changed all of this. And he said, avoid. Avoid knowing that they do gender strife. Can I tell you what's happening to some people today? The Bible says it, multitude in the valley of decision. If you're a Christian today, it shouldn't be a valley of decision. Amen. I'm going to tell you the reason it's a valley of decision is because we can't get our way. Because things ain't going our way. Have you ever got so mad at your spouse, and some of you ain't married, I know, but just you could just blow off. And you go in a valley of decision because you ain't right with God. I could leave. I don't have to take up this. I don't have to put up with this. You young'uns have got that mad at your mom and daddy, ain't you? Yeah. I'm telling us the truth. And the reason you're in that valley of decision, you ain't right with God. Me too. Scotty got mad at me 2 weeks ago. He said, I hate you. He said, you ain't no Christian. I said, shucks, you never got no cherry there, boy. That ain't the first time I've been told that.
That's right.
I know what I am. I know what I am. Sometime, he told Butch, he said, Butch, will you tell Daddy I love him? You tell Daddy I love him? If I quit every time I got knocked down, Mike, I would never walk. The muscles in my legs would be gone. Yeah. You got to get up, ain't we, James? Amen, brother. We got to get up and press on. Glory be unto God. We need to depart from iniquity. We need to purge ourselves from sin. We need to flee youthful lust. And the Bible said, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Can I tell you? I don't believe I'll get a corona shot. I just had one. I believe I'll go ahead and get my other. Did it make you sick? You ought to get one. You don't need to be around me if you don't get a shot. There we are, just foolishness. The Bible said avoid this junk. Just avoid it. If you got a shot, good. If I don't want one, that's my business.
That's
right. Yeah. If I need one, I'll get it. Amen. And if I don't, I've told y'all 1,000 times, I can't die young. Amen. He's been worse fellows than Corona on my back. Yeah, he's small, ain't he, Bill? Corona's small compared to what's been on my back. But think about it. Oh, I don't believe the way you do. One of our fellows we've helped more than anybody I know of in our church, or as much, amen, because of our doctrine, we think we'll just go away. My doctrine is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Amen.
My doctrine is to put God first and all these other things will fall into place. My doctrine is to purge myself from the things of this world and let me be a light to a lost and dying world. Where has the world seen us? Where's the world seen us this week or last week? And this makes people mad, but they ain't right with God. So they going to blame me? Are we going to blame God? When we wake up in hell as the rich man did, the rich man held his goods from the poor beggar. And the beggar is begging from the crumbs from his table. Luke 16. But he woke up in hell and some things changed in his mind. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some Baptist doctrine changed when they wake up in hell. But can I tell you something else? It's too late. My son called me. And I know God. And I remember getting down beside of my daddy to pray. And it gurgled. He'd hemorrhaged and blood gushed out of his mouth, liver busted. And I got down to pray. And I was just a young Christian. And I got down by daddy's head in the hallway and started trying to pray. The Spirit of God spoke to me and said, "It's too late. It's too late. It's too late." God stirred in my soul like He's never stirred before. And He said, "If you're going to tell them, don't wait too late." And I had some kin folks, and one was a hard man, was my dad's brother. And I went to him, and how Satan, God opened the door, and had an adversary tried to stop me from talking to him. And how some of the kin folks, Christians, tried to stop me from talking to him. And I stayed over an hour, and I said, "Uncle Leonard, I've come in to talk to you about your servant." Finally, God opened the door, pushed the devil back, and I talked to him. And what a relief and what a testimony I heard that I'd never heard from my uncle. He's dead now, been dead a good while. Anyway, my son said, "Will you go on my bond?" And I said, "No, it's too late." That's when he told me he hated me. It's too late. There comes a time when man can't help you. There comes a time down at the end of the road, the only help we're going to get is the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes a time where it's too late for me to pray. God done showed me that. Comes a time when there's no way I can help Shannon. I can walk up and old Shannon laying there in the casket, and I can walk up and say, "Oh, heavy boy, I love you." Kiss him on the cheek. He's done gone. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we need to love one another while we're here.
Amen.
We need to care about one another. I can dance for y'all too. We need to love one another. We need to care about one another. We've let a hateful spirit come up in us. Amen.
Amen.
Corona didn't cause it. It's because we got away from God. We believed a lie. We believe we can walk outside the church and be the same as we are in the church. You can't do it. Seen too many try it. Seen too many try it. I'm about done. I ought to be done by 3. He said, "Avoid knowing they do gender strife." How many things comes up, little doctrines, that we just need to avoid? I've got to take a stand at Mount Vernon Church, but to go out here and to argue, I'm not going to do it. We've got to have a standard and a doctrine at Mount Vernon Church, and we've got to stick with it. We can't back down. If it's my daughter, your daughter, my son, your son, we've got to stick with it. "And the servant of the Lord must not strive," we're not big fighters, "but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient." And the Bible tells that another place He said, "Strive to enter in." So that's the same strive. We got to fight to enter in. But we can't fight with mankind. We need to be humble and gentle. And He said, "In meekness," and there's one more word. He said, and this is action's word. Every one of these are action. He said, "Depart from iniquity, purge himself, flee, and to avoid." Ain't all them actions? I don't know English, but that sounds like a verb to me. "In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves." And I got a friend that we've been a friend. Whew. We run together all of our lives. We drank, we run to dances, we've done many, many wrong things. And every time he loves me to death, but every time I talk to him about the Lord, the roof will fall in if I come. The people won't know what to do if I come. I've been so mean. They're opposing themselves.
Yep. Amen.
And I thought, then he's a good fella. I could go right now, and say, "I need your car to go to West Virginia." And he said, "There ain't much gas in it, but I'll give you some money. Fill it up." I know he would. I know he would.
Bless him, Lord.
But when I take a man called Jesus to him, He said, the roof will fall in. So the Bible tells us to instruct those that oppose themselves. Can I tell you, several of us are living below our means. And I'm not talking about money-wise. I'm talking about spiritual-wise. And your finances and all this may be going good. Your marriage may be going good. But we're living below what God, what Jesus died on the cross that we could have. And that's our spiritual being. We need to be instructors. And I say again that we need to be instructors by example. If we've not been an example, then we can't. Larry opened up with it there. Paul, when he was with the Jews, he came as a Jew. He didn't beat them down because they were Jews. He tried to give them the Word of God. So there's another action word. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure or perhaps, and will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth. 26th verse, the last verse. And he said, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Can I tell you, many years God convicted my heart. From the time I was probably 5 or 6 years old, God convicted my heart, and I got worse every year, every year. My friend, but I opposed myself. I wouldn't listen to what God was giving to me, and I wouldn't get meek. But he said, and they recovered themselves. But the very minute that night, and Larry mentioned it this morning, the very minute that I said, God, that blue ribbon, you can have it. I've got to have some help. Laying in a bathroom by myself, nobody to talk to. And I said, God, that blue ribbon I've hung on to. That blue ribbon I've hung on to. You can have it. And he saved my soul in 1968. So we got to recover ourselves. A drug addict. I've been to Daymart. I've been in there and I've watched. And you can talk on that little screen. And you've got a counselor sitting here. And you can talk it over. Just like talking to a little bitty television. But until that person wants some recovering themselves, there will nothing happen.
Amen.
You can spend thousands, millions of dollars. I know what I'm talking about. Until they decide to serve God. Can I tell you, today we got empty pews because they've decided not to serve God. They've decided to go their own way. They've decided, I'll go to Florida. I'll go where I want to go. I'll do what I want to do. And if I decide to serve God, I will. They don't say it like that. They say the church has come against us because we're doing this. Amen. It's the Word of God that's cut us, and we're going to come against the Word of God. Do we want recovering today, or do we just want to go on in our own way? Let me read to you what the Word of God said. I love this. I'm a little long-winded. I'm sorry. This may be the last message I ever get to preach. I don't know. Hebrews 2, 11 through 15. I'd like to read it all, but we'll let it go. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. So we're one with Jesus. That's what he said. Which cause he is not ashamed to call them brother. So Jesus is not ashamed to call us brother or sister. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Where is he going to declare it? In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. So the Lord's not ashamed of us if we'll live right. If we'll let him clean us up. And he said, and again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me, for as much that as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself. Listen to this. This is talking about Jesus. We're flesh and blood. So Jesus came down, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. So he came down into the body of flesh, amen, and walked among men so he would be exactly like you and I are, so he could destroy death, amen, and destroy that is the devil, amen. And he said, and delivered those that through, listen to this 15th verse, and delivered them that through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Neighbor, if you're afraid of dying, you are subject to bondage. If we're afraid of anything out there, we're subject to bondage. I've thought how many times, I couldn't tell you the times that the devil has come to me and tried to bring fear into my life that Satan's going to kill Scotty. Satan's going to kill my boy. And fear came. And you know what happened? When fear came on me, I went under bondage. I had to go back and recover myself and say, I'm trusting God. But he's not in church. I'm trusting God. He'd been through the hospital. He's death. Only 5% chance of living. I'm trusting God. Fear will shut you down. Today we are living in fear. We're afraid people won't like us. We're afraid people won't agree with what we're saying. We're afraid, us pastors are afraid we'll be thrown out of church. We're afraid we'll be voted out. We're afraid to preach the Word of God. We're afraid of you mamas if we talk about your daughters. A harlot can't go to heaven. A liar can't go to heaven. And we like to talk about drugs and drug addicts, glory to God. There's many things. A covenant person cannot go to heaven. A backbiter, these that come against the Word of God and shut down the Word of God, can't go to heaven. Amen. This thing is serious today. I'm going to read one more verse and I promise you I'll quit. Revelations. I've done lost it, but I'll find it. Revelation 10, right there it is. Revelation 10, and the devil that deceived them, listen to this. They'll tell you today that you can't be deceived. A miracle is deceived. A miracle is running scared. A miracle is sport rotten. You go look up, he said, look up Peter, but you go look up, and I gobble more than I Google. I ain't good at Googling. I'm a good gobbler. But you go look up any, or read a story of any of those that come up in Kings, or Moses, or John, Peter and James. All of these, you go look up their life and what they went through. Neighbor, we've not scratched the surface. I've been slapped. And I've been spit on. I've been slapped behind, not this pulpit, but the old one. But it didn't kill me. It didn't even bring no blood. So if we think we're a soldier of honor, let's look back what these went through to bring us the word. As far as I know, they were all martyred. They were killed for the Lord's sake. We know John the Baptist's head was taken off. And he said, and the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. I want us to get this whole picture. In the beginning was the Word, and the devil was there. But the devil that deceived them, he said, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. What did it say? And where the false prophets are. These that have prophesied lies. God said in Jeremiah that they prophesied and I didn't send them. Said they told them that peace and safety would come. And he said, I didn't send them. He said, peace and peace. And he said, sudden destruction. If we look at that, what kind of soldier am I today? They ain't no wonder God ain't put me in the gap to make up the hedge. Is it? There ain't no wonder that God ain't put me in the gap to fill up the hedge. And I can stand here and say, you're not going to heaven that way. Because I'm filling in the hedge. They ain't no wonder we ain't got no backbone. We're scared to death. Everybody needs petting. I'm going to tell you, America's been petted enough. The church... Henry said, he didn't say the church, he said everything stunk. But the church, I believe, is a stink to God's nostrils today. I'm talking about as a whole.
Bless the Lord.
Because we've not lifted up God. We've let it cross our screens. And we've let, what's her name, Ellen DeGeneres. She ought to be crucified.
Bless the Lord.
No, she ain't worthy of that. But think about it. And we say, oh, that's a soul. She's missed her chance to get right. I believe God spoke to her. But wealth and money. And in how their show prospers.
Yeah.
I'm done, church. But there's some things, if you will, get a song, Butch. There's some things that we've got to depart from. There's some things we got to purge ourselves from. There's some things, glory to God, before we can be a vessel of honor. He said, depart from iniquity, purge yourselves, flee also youthful lust, avoid these foolish, unlearned questions, and instruct. I thought, how important a teacher is that stands with a stick and points to the blackboard and said, this is how we do our ABCs. What if I'd had a teacher that left out B, C, and D? Or said, I'm going to show you how to make change for a dollar, 2 quarters and 50 cents. They never told me about the nickels and the dimes. They never told me that that made up the same. They never told me that 100 pennies made a dollar. I still pick up a penny. I don't care if it's heads or tails, it's a penny. It don't matter to me. But think about it. I'm afraid we're not instructing people on the truth. I can go to hell if I want to. And I've got God's got 53 years invested in me as a Christian. I'm growing a little interest as a Christian. Getting daily benefits. Ooh. I feel so good today, I hate to quit. It might not be here Wednesday. Amen. The Word of God. Stand, if you will. If there's a need in our life.
375.
If there's a need in our life, come as God speaks to us. Come on, as God speaks to us.
Have thine own way.
Can the Lord have His way in our life? Are we lost? Are we saved? Do we have a need?
Thou art the
This altar is here for me and you. It's for us.
Christ, Lord.